Good morning, Internet. We are live from the pit. Cleveland Browns tailgating. You're listening to episode 6 of a radio show with Jeff and Jeremy. 5? No, this is 6. Jeff thinks it's 5. You can talk. You can talk. I was watching
number 5 view, frantically. Because we're so professional, Jeremy.
I know. We leave nothing. So, it's, what's the date, Jeff?
It's the 19th of September, Jeremy.
It's Sunday, September 19th. It's just after 11 a.m.
What if this was all fake background noise? We're in a studio somewhere.
We're not, though.
It'd be very impressive.
I know. So, we are sitting here at the pit. Here's the thing. I don't know if this is broadcasting live. I don't know if it's recording. I think it is.
I think it's recording.
But we're a couple root beers in.
We have had some beverages this morning. There is no question about it. There is no doubt.
If you happen to be listening, you can listen live. You can listen from your iPhone if you have, or Android or whatever.
BlackBerry.
If you happen to be, I don't know if you,
no,
can.
You can't.
I don't know.
You can't.
Stupid BlackBerry that Jeff has. If you come down the ramp. At the end of West 9th Street, the north end of West 9th Street, if you come down the ramp, we're halfway down the ramp. We got here at about 9 o'clock, and there was nowhere to park the car. The pit was already full. $30 to park here.
To me, it's a bargain.
Now, you parked in the flats, though.
Actually, I parked in a free spot, so that was even a better bargain.
Jeff, you're so cheap.
I really am. But that show, I'm now taking $30 and putting it back into the show.
Yes.
So that's the silver lining of this cloud. That was my free parking.
Exactly. So, here we are.
Jeremy,
my mailbag runneth over.
The mailbag is just accumulating, Jeremy, as we speak. I am so excited. Later in the show, of course, this is the teaser. We have some great letters from some diehard, genuine fans. We need to get in the air.
Now, normally when I... When we're doing the show, and if I have to use the restroom, normally I can just run right downstairs, because we're normally in the Tremont Loft.
The Tremont, by the way, I appreciate the Tremont Attic more than
Tremont
ever.
Attic, yeah,
today.
I know. You would think there's a lot of people walking by.
It's very like,
why does someone have a laptop?
I could be attacked at any moment.
You know, I'm gonna go out there on a limb, but I bet we're the only guys with an open working laptop right now.
I would think that's a safe shot. You know what? I would not bet against that.
Even our friends are ignoring us.
I just said there's a good chance of us getting struck by objects. That's what I'm worried about.
Beanbags. But you know what? As long as you're wearing Browns jerseys in the Browns tailgate, or something Browns related,
yes,
I think you're okay. Now, if we were to have... who are the Browns playing today?
They're playing the Kansas City Chiefs, Jeremy, which I know you knew that. Because it's a big home opener. It's a big day.
Right,
the Kansas City Chiefs. Yes. Right, that's right. That's how you joke.
That was a funny thing that I just said. So if we were in a Chiefs jersey, then we might get pelted.
We might get some objects thrown at us. But we're wearing orange, we're wearing brown. We're fitting in with the background. People are leaving us alone.
Now, some people might be wondering, hey, how are you guys pulling this off? Well, we don't know if we're pulling it off.
Yeah, we don't think we are, actually.
But my brother has his Android phone set up, and we have my laptop sitting on a cooler in a ramp in a parking lot in the pit. And my laptop transmits to his phone, and his phone goes to a server, and then you tap into the server, and that's how the magic happens. Or does it? Yeah. Or it doesn't happen.
That's how the magic should happen. Now, can we bring up the chat room, Jeremy?
Well, Jeff, why do you... Oh, yes. We're in the chat room now.
Is anyone on?
I don't know. But the chat room, it could just be us that we're kind of slow on things. But
there's a lot of controversy going on in the chat room about our last show, Jeremy. A lot of controversy.
Yeah, I know. What was saying that? So let's talk about the chat room. So if you go to radioshowonline.com, you can, of course, chat with us and other fans, hundreds of other fans,
yes,
while the show is going on.
And we've talked about, so far, as a quick recap, people have exchanged recipes for dinner parties. People have met on the chat room. They're now dating.
Yeah.
Actually, take that a little further. They're actually, people are living together because of the chat room.
Living in sin.
So living in sin. So anything from finding a mate to move in with to finding a good chicken recipe,
can happen in the chat room.
Yes.
At any given moment. Or they can rip on us for a bad show.
Yeah, so here's the deal. Now, what I don't like is, of course the chat room is open 24/7, but normally you're supposed to go in the chat room at 11 a.m. Eastern when we're actually broadcasting live from Radio Show
Online. That was our vision.
Yes, that was the plan. You go to RadioShowOnline.com, you hit the chat room, you jump in, you chat with us. The problem is, the chat room is actually more popular in off hours.
It is, it is. Much like we are. We're more popular when we're off the air.
Right. Normally, Jeff and I have tons of friends, but as soon as we're on the air, they all scatter.
I feel like people prefer...
I feel like people prefer the silence as to our voices.
Exactly.
The internet silence that is our chat room.
I don't know why this
hours.
Yeah, so, but what happens in the chat room stays in the chat room. But
just like Vegas.
You can tune into the chat room and see what other people have said. And,
Vegas!
A couple of days ago...
Can we get someone else to yell the last word of a sentence that we say?
When the show was going on, Sneaky Pete jumped in the chat room, made a little devil face, and he's like... Sneaky Pete said that the show jumped the shark last Sunday. He says, furthermore, your tirade against Nicole is ridiculous. You guys would date her in a second.
You know, Nicole is someone who's so awful that I can guarantee you I would not date her.
I am engaged, and Jeff is a homosexual.
Oh, no. And we're off the air.
And done.
I would not date Nicole just because I don't respect her. I don't respect the way she takes advantage of our seniors. I don't want to get into this again. We've covered this. But I really don't respect Nicole.
It.
So Sneaky Pete, you're way off on that. And Sneaky Pete, how's your radio show doing?
Yeah, Sneaky Pete. First of all, who's the guy that jumps into the chat room when we're not on the air?
I do that, actually.
When we can't say, hey, Sneaky Pete.
But thank God
wrong.
People stuck up for us. Random fans got involved. They didn't like what they saw with Sneaky Pete, and they stuck up for us in the chat room.
Yeah, so Sneaky Pete jumps in, but then Dexter joins in. He says, Sneaky Pete, I don't think those guys want to date Nicole. They said she's overplayed and annoying. Kind of like you, without the overplayed part.
Oh! Dexter!
Snap!
Zing!
Dexter, we thank you for the zinger. And then...
Lynn Belvedere.
Did
he pass away?
I don't know if she's related to Mr. Belvedere. Oh, is that Mr.
That was Mr. Belvedere, yeah.
No, why does he have... Mr. Belvedere has a girl's name.
Well, he's English. You know how the English are.
Wait, so is that the actor's name was Lynn?
No, that was the character on the show, Lynn Belvedere.
Really?
Yes.
I only knew him as Mr. Belvedere.
It was Lynn. Lynn, those friends.
Here's the thing. The other weird thing about this show is normally we're fairly sober. And we drink coffees.
Yes.
And
water.
You know, yeah, usually we have like a croissant. And we, Jeff butters my croissant. And I come to the Tremont Attic. And we do the show. But now we're a couple beverages in. And it's just a completely different experience here.
It is. It is.
For those of you just tuning in,
I don't like it.
It's 11:09, and Jeff and I are doing the radio show with Jeff and Jeremy, RadioShowOnline.com, live from the pit, live from the Browns tailgating party at the pit. We're just halfway down the West 9th Street ramp.
Now, I do much better in sterile environments.
Sterile.
You know, this is really, really not working for me. I think we should cut the show off.
But it gives us a couple opportunities. Like, my fiance Jen, we've often spoken about, but now she's actually here. And the big thing with tailgating is you want to have the different tailgating recipes. That's key to the tailgating
experience.
And our
chat room can help you with that.
Chat room can help you with that. There are recipes that are going on.
Yep.
I don't know what you're talking about right there. But Jen made a delicious tailgating recipe. Jen, you want to say hi to our fans? They've heard a lot about you.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to get that close.
I'm not that close.
Okay.
Right. No fighting. No fighting.
This is how we normally are. So what did you make for the tailgating today? What is your secret recipe?
Made a buffalo chicken dip minus the chicken. Some black beans for chicken.
Because you haven't had meat all year.
I have not.
For our vegan friends.
It's all cream cheese.
Vegetarian, yeah.
Aren't there like strict vegans and non-strict vegans though?
Well, vegan means no dairy, and that's totally dairy, the dip.
Yeah.
It's just no meat.
Okay. So what are the ingredients? What are the secret ingredients here?
It is cream cheese, ranch dressing, cheddar cheese, Frank's hot sauce, and that's all. And a can of black beans instead of a can of chicken.
It sounds very low fat.
It's very high fat.
How many Weight Watchers points are per serving?
Probably 20 per dip. 20 points per dip.
Can we hold you to that number?
Per dip, one chip?
Maybe.
Can you get that?
Yep.
Huh.
You could even bring it on picnics. If you ever go picnicking with someone you meet in the chat room, that'd be a good dip to make.
You know what? This is unbelievable. That's a great idea.
That is good.
And picnic season goes through November. There's still plenty of time to picnic people.
And that's a good point. Jeff is very big on...
I'm big on the picnics.
On making the connection. Are you a big picnicker?
I'm big on other people picnicking.
What was the last picnic that you went on?
Oh, it's been some time, Jeremy, but that's really personal. But I don't want to get into that in the air. But no, I'm all about... To me, a good picnic... How could you have a bad time on a good picnic? Who says, I was on a picnic today and it was horrible? Have you ever heard anyone say that?
No. Like, here's the thing. My picnic today that I went on sucked.
I had the worst picnic today. Who says that? Wait. We got to get Bernie Kosar over here. Bernie
Kosar
just walked in. Bernie Kosar's walking by.
Oh, yeah.
Bernie Kosar was eating some of that vegetarian dip.
Delicious dip.
Bernie, quick question.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you such an icon?
You're good at football. Why? Explain.
You know, I used to play for the Browns, and I'm just a great player, public icon. People know me. I have street cred. You know.
Now what?
I think that should speak for itself.
What have you been up to, Bernie Kosar?
Are there people listening out there? I don't know if I should really go into that at this moment.
I think you should.
Well, you know. I've just been trying to take it easy, you know, talk with some of the ladies recently, trying to, reestablish my reputation here.
With the ladies
great city of Cleveland.
So football reputation or your reputation with the ladies?
Well, you know, a little bit of both, really. That's how I get the reputation with the ladies, is by them, you know, knowing about my football
rep,
so.
Okay. Bernie, thank you. We're going to cut you off there.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We're short on time. Thank you, Bernie.
That's weird that Bernie Kosar was smoking a bong.
You know, I lost a little respect for Bernie just now.
Bernie, oh baby, how you can blow marijuana smoke.
But it's great that famous Browns players can walk by and want to be in the show.
Yeah. Now, there's a lot of people that...
The ball just fell on the grill for those of us.
Someone's football fell on the grill. We got right here on the ramp, we got some guys next to us, people biking. It's an interesting environment. Jeff's going to talk to some of those people live.
That guy's juggling over here.
In just a little bit.
It's very bizarre. I'm going to go in the field.
But now, if you're not at the tailgate,
right?
Opening day is the biggest day for tailgating.
Said that three times. How many beers are we at?
If you're not here, chances are you haven't experienced this in the past.
And that's a shame, because particularly opening day, as Bernie can attest to, who's still joining us luckily, opening day is all about optimism.
Yeah, we're 0-1. It would be great if we're 1-0. But we're still in the hunt. We're not eliminated from postseason.
Such a close game last week.
It was a close game. But the fact is, opening day, every team is optimistic. It's in the air. You can feel it. So this is clearly the best tailgate of the year. Everyone's excited. And it's just, you got to be a part of this.
When I was in, I think, high school, I used to think tailgating was like when you were driving and someone was right on your bumper. Like tailgating.
Well, I think that's another use of the term.
Tailing, like tailgating.
Tailgating, yeah.
So I used to think when people would talk about tailgating, like I pictured a long line of cars, like everyone, like just a couple inches away.
Just driving in a circle?
From the bumper. Well, I didn't know where they were. I thought maybe they were going to the game, like you would start at one location.
It sounds very dangerous.
And you would all tailgate, like a funeral procession.
Yeah.
Too, which, you know.
Wow. I can't believe I've never heard anyone think that before.
Well, that's me.
Okay.
That's me. That's why I'm the guy with a laptop at the pit. Really? Are you that surprised?
That's very true. Well, Jeremy, before we get carried away here.
Too late.
We need to talk about our weekends because the fans...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The fans want to know real quick
recap.
We
like to start every episode of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy with with about what our weekends have
I got to give a quick shout-out.
Okay.
To the fives of people that are listening. I saw a couple great bands.
The fives?
Fives, maybe tens. I saw...
Multiples of five? That's where our listeners... We gather our listeners.
I saw great bands. I was at the Grog Shop in Coventry, Cleveland Heights.
Oh, yeah.
Always a great place to listen to
music. A great atmosphere over there. A little alternative, which, you know, I like to have a little alternative in my life.
I didn't... Well,
now you know.
Wow.
So last night, the plastic hearts.
For the wall. Jeff likes a little alternative in his life.
Absolutely. The plastic hearts last night played. They were preceded by Gomez Adams. But Gomez Adams, plastic hearts, Mike Hughes, two great bands. Mike Hughes played guitar. Really enjoyed the night. Great local live music. If there was one thing you would say to describe me in terms of my penchants,
or alternative?
What I bring to the table.
I have a bug in my beverage.
No, you got to dump that.
No, I'm just going to take the bug out.
Some things about me that only you would know. What would you say would describe me, or things you know about me that make me unique? Because I'm going to give you the answer.
You used to have all five Voltron.
Okay, what's your after 2000?
That makes you unique?
Yeah.
You're kind of like every other. I mean, there's really nothing
special about me.
Nothing special about you.
That's why I want to get you on the record to say that.
Yeah.
The correct answer, there were two answers, actually. One was Civil War buff. We were taking Civil War buff. Would have been one. Two.
I didn't know that.
Would have been supporter of local music. I was looking for one of those two.
Yeah.
And that played into my grog shop night. Got to support local music. Was happy to be there, and it was really a great night.
Yesterday, Jen, who you heard earlier with her vegetarian dip recipe.
High calorie, high fat dip?
Or I don't know. We don't know. I don't think that we're really concerned about Weight Watchers right now.
The pit is very concerned right now about that.
Yeah, I know, obviously. We went to El Jalapeno on 117th, right on the Lakewood-Cleveland border. It's technically on the Cleveland side.
Just barely.
It's on the east side.
Yeah.
And but very good. You know, it's like a family-owned Mexican restaurant. Everything made from scratch, nothing frozen. Very tasty.
How could you tell it wasn't frozen? Were you in the kitchen?
Because the menu said, everything we make is not frozen.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in the kitchen.
Everything's chef's table? They have a chef's table?
They have a chef's table at El Jalapeno. But so we had we had the guacamole as an appetizer. Then I had the fajita, which was delicious. It was steak and chicken and shrimp. And then we decided that there's three of us, and we decided to split the dessert, the fried ice cream.
Oh, you gotta get fried ice cream.
We couldn't even finish the fried ice cream, the three of us, so it's very big portions. It was like a pint of ice cream.
When I hear fried ice cream, I think of Chi-Chi's. Remember growing up back over the old Chi-Chi's?
I love the fried ice cream Chi-Chi's. I gotta say, as good as this was, I miss the Chi-Chi's.
I miss Chi-Chi's every day.
Yeah.
Transition that.
Hey, Jeff! Jeff's going to take over. Here's my brother. Now, you're Jeff, but then there's also my brother, Jeff. He's going to take some shows because I have to...
What do you have to do, Jeremy?
I have to use the facilities.
But there's no facilities here.
Well, we're going to try it. All right, Jeff. Jeff's on.
Now, Jeff might...
Hello.
Bernie, who?
I don't know who that is.
Welcome to radio show with Jeff.
Oh. Why, thanks, Jeff.
Now, Jeff, right now...
Good to be here. Good to be here.
Tryout. Jeremy's gone.
Okay.
To me, radio show with Jeff and Jeff just flows a little better.
I think so, too.
It sounds a little better. And to be honest, I like you a little better. Let's see if we've got some chemistry.
Sounds good to me.
Tell me about the weekend. Would you do... obviously, we had a football game. Jeff was also on my football team. We had a miscommunication.
Yeah, that's okay. I understand.
Were you out and about over the weekend? Anything exciting going on? Now, you're also in Tremont.
I am in Tremont. That's correct. Not much really going on. There was a... there was a little arts festival going on in Lincoln Park.
That's actually, every year it's bigger and bigger. There were 50 tents set up.
There were a lot of tents.
It's really unbelievable. Now, do you know, like, did you walk through there?
I did.
What, is it just general arts?
It's a bunch of different.
Gentlemen.
Oh, we got an announcement here.
Here we go, Brownies.
There you go. All right.
Mic time. You got
a super
here.
Oh my gosh, I got to make up for lost time here.
So you go through. What did you see in those tents? Anything good?
Yeah. So I mean, there's a lot of different arts. There's, you know, paintings, arts, paintings, sculptures. There's a bunch of food set up.
Did you leave with
pottery.
Anything, Jeff?
I did not. I forgot my wallet.
But did you leave a little better off?
I did, and it's actually still going on today as well.
Is it really?
So if I want to make a later return, make a purchase, that sort of thing.
Was there a good crowd there? Was well attended?
Yeah, it was packed.
It was good.
I mean, there were a lot of people there. Great turnout.
Tremont does a great job using that park. They have the Arts in August. I don't know if you saw that, but they've got stage set up. They have, like, Shakespeare.
Yes, I have.
They're using that park more and more.
Yes.
Right now, I'm leaning more towards the Ale Fest. They have the Ale Fest there.
Oh, right.
Alley. But they're using that park more and more. It's a great thing for the neighborhood.
Yeah, I think it is. I think a lot more people are recognizing that as, like, a social center.
Absolutely.
And I think it's bringing more... more recognition to Tremont.
Now, are you going to the Browns game today? Are you just
I'm just tailgating.
Okay,
just
a lot
tailgating
of people are doing
tonight.
That.
Yeah.
A lot of people in this group are doing that.
I know. I love tailgating, to be honest.
Yeah,
you know,
probably better than the game in a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that I know that just go for the tailgating.
Well, let me say, Jeff, you sold me. I'll see you next week. Jeremy's out.
Jeff, it's a pleasure.
I can't wait till next Sunday.
Me too. Take it easy. You're on.
I'm not on. Jeff, talk about your talk about your weekend.
Shut it. Oh, we're transitioning here. We're transitioning.
The key thing with a Browns game is you have to have the Purell.
Give me the score of the Browns chief. You heard it here. I hope that's true.
Here it is. All right, here you go. Watch out for the beer.
A good buddy of ours, Tim B from Rocky River, which we just went through, had the tailgate set up. We don't want to give last names to protect the innocent.
Yeah.
We got a nice truck set up.
I wish someone would protect me
Tim
right now.
Tim had a couple things.
I'm back,
cool.
By the way. Here I am.
Oh, sorry. I was going to keep going.
Oh, no. That's okay.
Tim has he bought early 1970s hearse.
Yeah.
Got it painted brown and orange, ready to bring it out to a tailgate today. Unfortunately, last night it broke down. Some engine trouble. So it's out of Painesville.
But where was he driving in from?
Well, he's from the west side, but the car was out in Painesville. It broke down. But they also have, they rehab basically what I would describe as a UPS delivery truck. Is that about accurate? A UPS delivery truck. They basically gutted from
maybe. It's not brown, though. I normally think of.
But the shell of it.
You know, well, normally UPS delivery trucks have skylights, too. This one did not have a skylight.
Right,
so I was a little disappointed
in
that
comparison.
So it's really not like a UPS truck.
Delivery truck.
Right.
Maybe
like an ice cream truck.
Without the creepy guy driving around the neighborhood.
Right. Without the dragon where you used to throw away your stuff, you put it in the dragon's mouth.
Oh, I never had that experience.
You never? Yes, you did. We both grew up in the river.
Jeff, could you handle this for us? this truck, they retrofitted this truck. They've got a TV in there, a flat screen TV on the wall.
Right.
They've got a bathroom. They literally made a bathroom with a private door.
Which I used. Did you use it?
I did use it. It's unbelievable. It changed the way I go to the bathroom.
It was funny because the one girl used it, and she came out and she said, you know, it's a good way of filtering out the fat women.
It's a very narrow door.
Because it is a very small space when you're in there.
Very small space.
But I was very impressed with it.
But yeah.
So what happens with that, you know, when, like, all the human waste that goes in there? Where does that go?
Well, they didn't really tell me specifically, but there was a sign on the door that specifically said, what was the sign, Jeremy, do you remember?
No fatties?
No, I think it was they prefer you to go.
Oh, no dumps.
No dumping.
No dumping.
Was the sign.
Right, right. So, like, you might see on the side of, like, the road, oh, there goes my dog to lick some beer off the ground.
That's cute.
Yeah, it's adorable. What?
So the bathroom. So what they told us was basically, as they leave the tailgate, they will open up the drains or the tank where the waste is stored.
Yes.
As they pull away, empty the tank.
The waste tank, they call it.
They empty the tank as they pull away and leave a little remembrance of the day that was the tailgate. And you and I were commenting this parking lot.
You were commenting.
Am I yelling?
No, you're good.
Yay! This parking lot is also used for people that go to work on Monday mornings.
Yes.
And it would be truly unfortunate to be the guy that pulls up in the spot where this truck used to be.
You don't want
to
step out of your BMW into a pool of Browns tailgate.
Really,
your...
who wants to start the week like that?
No one. Although, I guess if you had a BMW, you wouldn't be parking this lot, because this is the lot where, like, people that can't afford to park closer to their work park.
This is a common lot. The commoner lot?
The commoner.
Can we say that?
Okay. Yeah, we can say that.
Can we say that on the air?
Yeah.
So there you go, Jeremy. That was so your weekend was El Jalapeno?
El Jalapeno. What do we do on Friday, Jet? Anything?
But also this Whole Foods wine thing I've heard about is unbelievable.
Yeah, 5x7. So you go to Whole Foods, at least the one at Warrensville and Cedar, and for $5 you get to sample 5 different alcoholic beverages and 5 different, you know, desserts or, you know, cheeses or different things.
Sounds charming.
It's a good deal. I mean, they give you pretty good pours.
Okay.
And, you know, afterwards you can stick around. Well, I had texted you because the original plan was afterwards. Yes, I did. What?
I don't think I got that text.
Yeah, you did. Listen.
I'm not done with my story.
Oh, sorry.
I said, where's the best place to go in Little Italy for...
I was golfing. I was a little distracted.
Yes. Yeah. And then you swore at me.
I did swear at you.
You cursed my name.
That was more because of an errant golf shot, I believe. You were the victim of that.
I just happened to text you at the wrong time.
But it was about Little Italy pizza, which I'm always a huge supporter
of. Right. Because the original plan was we were going to go to Little Italy afterwards and get some pizza to go. Now, you had suggested for Little Italy pizza, the best place to go is for
Valentino's.
Which is what Angela said as well.
Yes.
I don't know where she went.
Yes. It's a great place. You can't eat there. Actually, they do have a little like patio you can eat. But it's by far the best place in Little Italy. You got to hit that. Especially after some drinking.
Right.
Do a wine tasting, get a pizza, go to bed. It's the best night ever.
But we had the Oprah watch party.
Yes.
So we had, as all our legions of listeners probably know, my fiance was on Oprah. She won a Vera Wang dress, a honeymoon, airfare, hotel, $250 gift card to Kohl's, and most importantly, a chicken pie.
The chicken pie to me is really that's the key to the whole package. Have you eaten the chicken pie? Has it been delivered? What's the status of the chicken pie?
Well, no, the chicken pie is... So Harry and David...
Would that be delivered to your honeymoon?
It could be. Harry and David is going to start carrying the chicken pie in October. So we have to wait till October.
I think
and
it's raining,
order.
By the way.
No, it's not.
I think someone just...
I think things are falling on, but I don't think that's not rain. It's actually... The weather is... You were worried. You were skeptical about the weather.
And that's rain.
You are... Oh, yeah, it's rain.
Well... Hey, thanks again for tuning in. We've got a great mailbag we didn't get a chance to get to. One is about a pregnant teen. We really want to get that on the air.
No, we're staying.
Oh, are we staying on the air?
We're staying. I mean, until it starts coming down a little bit more.
Okay.
Then we'll stop the broadcast. But for now, we're going to stay on the air.
Okay.
So we're having a little rain. You're not going to get this commentary from... who's the famous weathercaster?
Dick Goddard.
Dick Goddard. Or Andre Bernier.
Bernier. Or the Bernier. There's a couple. There's two Berniers. I think his wife is also a meteorologist.
Really?
Yes, Linda. Linda? Linda. Linda. It means pretty in Spanish. Pretty Bernier. Now, Jeremy, I'm wondering about your laptop.
No, I got a little cover-up.
Okay.
It's not going to be bad.
It's not mine.
It's not too bad.
Jeremy, there are some polls I'd like to get to. I did a lot of research this weekend. And I found some polls I want to get your opinion on.
Poll.
P-O-L-L. Polls.
Not that you dance around, but the people answer.
Nope. The things that people answer. Jeremy, here's one poll.
Yes.
If someone punches your friend, maybe I'm your friend today.
Right.
I'm your friend.
Someone punched me. Oh, crap. We might have to shut this down.
Oh, boy.
All right. It's starting to rain here. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, to Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. Check out radioshowonline.com. And
hate mail at radioshowonline.com.
Yes, that's how you can write it. All right. Until next time, from the Cleveland Browns tailgate, goodbye.
Bye.